You said May. You said May 1st for the fire department?
Again, pending city council approval.
I'm putting it in my phone, so I give you a guess. You just have to get the paperwork.
Selling stuff hand over fist or not so much?
Well, I mean, yeah.
You're gonna get worse.
How much? You want to tell me that?
How much do you need?
Yeah. Okay.
When?
Yes.
Is Keelan still here? Did she leave?
You don't remember how much the marijuana check was for, do you? Okay. No, yeah. I think I remember.
Well, let me check the checks.
Smarter than the Kleenex.
I was gonna say, you might.
Want a bigger hammer?
Yeah, I do need a bigger hammer. I think it's the airplane blues. It was great. We even got back Saturday. It was great. Had a live band for a 9-year-old's party.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. They're buddies with the band. It's a 2-man band. That was great. They had little kids on the stage and they stopped the music like musical chairs. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Great. Good stuff.
I hope my 6-year-old doesn't hear about that. 7-year-old's birthday.
Well, these two boys are, they dressed up at Halloween as.
Kathy, would you rather sit down here?
They're buddies, so yeah.
You're last on the list, Justin?
I hope not. I didn't sign this, so I probably should.
You're actually first.
Sweet.
After we do a few.
You're good.
Hey, Captain. How are you? Good. Get your recycle file. We'll be happy to take those.
Oh, great.
You have to take it home to recycle. They don't recycle it here.
They burn it at the shop sometimes.
Nope, you're good.
No, when you're not here, I'll take it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right now, my bin is full. I got a secondary bag hanging on the door of the office.
Yeah.
Chucking stuff.
That's what fills up faster for me than anything. I use pop boxes or cereal boxes. I have a junk bin. Just throw it. It's like, paper is the biggest thing.
I probably got 4 pieces of cardboard in my house right now.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it.
I don't feel it's a newspaper. You can tell you're still dumping the newspaper and mixed paper together.
I don't know. They still have me some good, but I don't know.
Yeah. No,
Kalispell doesn't run out of number one plastic such guys. Research it. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma, they're very used to recycling. They're so red. When I drove down there, I had all that crap home with me. I had to tote my car.
Where does she live?
North of Tulsa, Bartlesville.
Because
home of Conoco Phillips.
Because one of the cities down there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's almost.
Well, I booked a haircut next door.
But they have blue bags for recycling and orange bags for everything else. The orange bags go to the incinerator and generate power.
Oh, really? That's not bad.
See,
This should be easy.
Larry told us.
Yeah, we're going to need a
chart. Yeah, I think we only have like.
Trying to sell the co-op.
It's not on my list.
It was 93 in human. That could be part of my.
Yeah.
No, you can sit down.
I'm going to sign this for you.
Hey, welcome everybody for coming tonight. I'd like to call the meeting to order and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Start with the minutes from last meeting. Everybody have a chance to roll down. What do you say?
I move that we accept them as written.
Okay, got a motion to accept.
I'll second.
Second motion. Any discussion on the minutes?
I would a correction to that I voted against the open container for the parade, and I did not vote against either the parade nor the open container.
Okay. So, what's that under?
It's under minutes, and in the second after the pledge, it says minutes.
Oh, yeah, where it says. Oh.
Down towards the bottom.
I missed that.
Oh, okay. You copy that one.
So it says Ellen would like to clarify her vote during the council meeting was against the open container and not the parade itself.
I was not against either one of them.
You did vote no, though.
No, I did not.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay.
I did not.
You just misheard, yeah. So, okay. Correction to the minutes. We'll note that. Any more discussion on the minutes? Call for a vote to approve the minutes. All in favor of approval?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion passes. 3 minutes. Any public comment tonight that is not on the agenda? Good. Okay. All right. Bills as of March 25th, 2026.
Do you want to discuss them before we make a motion?
Yeah, we can discuss it before we make a motion on this.
You're retraining us, you know.
Well, yeah. Slowly.
Hey, now.
Any questions, guys, for the council members, for any of these people here? Any of the bills?
I don't have any.
I make a motion we pay the bills posted for March 25th, 2026 as listed.
Okay, got a motion. A second.
I'll second.
Yeah, I'll get on the second. Any more discussion on the bills? Everybody's good? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
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 All right. Motion passes. Agenda item number 2, Ronan Chamber of Commerce, approve application for open container permit for Ag Appreciation Dinner event at Ronan Community Center on April 10th, 2026 from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And I know one of you is here representing the chamber.
That's me. Well, she is too, but okay. I didn't know if we were both
going to
be here.
You guys are working together.
I submitted the request.
Okay, so go ahead then.
We're just going to do the Egg Appreciation Dinner. It's an annual event that we do at the community center. There will be only an open container, an open bar for 1 hour, and then we close the bar and feed everybody, and then there's the cleanup. I know there's a little catering that happens in the back where they're cooking. That's why I put it till 10 o'clock, just to cover those guys as well.
Okay.
So. And the Brew Fest?
Yeah.
They're both on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can vote for them.
No, they're separate.
They're separate on the agenda.
Separate items on the
agenda. Yeah, let's just stick to the first one here. Okay. Any more questions for Justine on open container for the agriculture dinner.
It's a great thing for the community.
Okay. Are we on Larry? Mm-hmm. All right. All in favor?
Did we motion?
Sorry. Did nobody motion? Sorry. Yeah. Do I got a motion?
Yes, you'll have a motion.
Okay. I'm not going to second.
I'll second.
All right. Larry first, Mark second.
There you go.
Any more discussion on that? No.
Good.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right. All opposed?
Aye.
Agenda item number 2, Ronan Chamber of Commerce. Approved application for open container permit for Ronan Brew Fest at Lake County Fairgrounds, June 20th. You guys are thinking ahead on this one.
Well, I figured if I was going to be here for one, I should just...
Yeah, okay. I'm not arguing. June 20th, 2026, from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
We'll have Brewfest. The bands and the breweries will start serving at 2 p.m. and they'll go until 6 p.m. and then that gives us time to get cleaned up and stuff done. So we'll leave the grounds better than we found them. Invite everybody to come and listen to some amazing music and drink some great beer or have some great company because we do have drinker tickets and non-drinker tickets.
Okay. So you guys do a pretty good job of keeping track of who's
We're really good about watching and then all of the breweries make sure that they're looking to see if somebody looks like they've been overpoured. If they only get 4 ounces at a time, they will cut people off. I have seen them do it. So.
And everybody's had their alcohol training.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Yep.
So, yep.
So 6 p.m. cutoff?
We'll stop serving at 6, so there'll be no more beer served after 6.
Okay.
And if breweries run out before then, they'll be left here. So.
Okay. Any more questions for Justine?
Chief, good?
Okay. All right.
I move we approve the Ronan Chamber of Commerce Brewfest on June 20th, 2026.
All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Got a second. Any more discussion? Nope. All for a vote?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
All right. Agenda item number 4, Ronan Co-op Brewery. Approved application for open container permit application for street closure. 4th Avenue Southwest from Main Street to the alley. Saturday, April 18th, 2026, for their annual member meeting event from 2 p.m. till 9 p.m. Is there somebody here from the brewery, or is it Larry? Oh, Jim. All right, let us hear it.
I don't think we needed the full amount of hours today. I don't think we had set the meeting agenda or schedule yet when I filled out that paperwork. I think it'll be more like 4 to probably 8.
Because it doesn't.
So we'll keep traffic flowing as much as possible. So Rusty's going to roast a pig. People will drink beer. I don't think we'll be serving anything outside. I think we'll serve it all inside, but we want people to be able to walk outside with the plastic cups. I don't think there's a band. We'll try to have some music on. Nothing too crazy.
Okay.
No fireworks.
No fireworks. So we like to hear nothing too crazy.
We might set up a tent. There's a pretty good possibility we'll set up a tent, but it goes up and comes down pretty quick.
Okay. I'll just, make sure fire department wise leave room to get in there if you have to, just be thinking about that. That's what Chris would ask if he was here.
Right, no, and that's fair. It won't the tent that we're using it's about half as wide as the street.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So
yeah, it's only going to fit on one side.
Okay. Any more questions for?
Fire department, I was going to ask that, and the chief, everybody okay with that? Okay.
No more questions for Jim? Okay. I got a motion.
I'll make a motion.
All right, do I got a motion in favor of it? I got a second.
I'll second.
Okay. No more discussion? All right, call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, all opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
That is it.
All
right.
New business. Chief Jacobson, discuss and vote to allow option to extend.
Thanks,
officer.
Justine.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Justine. To allow officer vacation time deadline, use or lose date for past March 31st, 2026, and or additional option to have it paid out. All right, Rob, you're up.
So this is just basically, the main thing is it would help to just have an extension on it. Obviously, being short-handed, we've had people that, you know, they don't have the ability to take as much vacation to use it. We've been short-handed there, obviously, for over the calendar year. A lot of these guys have stepped up, and sometimes even when in the past when I've tried to take vacation, they're usually hesitant or whatever. I'm like, oh, take vacation. But sometimes when I don't have the ability to do that, I need them here. So it kind of builds up mixed with, you know, some comp time stuff. They use the comp time first. It's backed up, obviously, an MCA code about the use of the calendar year. You have to use it by a certain date or use it or lose it. I do have a guy coming up, one of the officers who's at the most. He's going to pretty much be able to wipe that out if we can extend it through to the end of May. He's got a weekend. He's going to be taking off 36 hours total, so that'll get rid of that. The other one, it came and corrected it. It was 14.12. It's actually, today she corrected it. It says actually only 4.12 hours that he has. So he could either use it in that time or, again, the option, I guess, of paying that out, being that it's minimal either way. So that's kind of what I'm asking, where I'm coming from. So does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
And it's straight vacation time, so if we paid it out, it'd be at straight time. It's not comp time.
That double check, Keely, I think it may be paid out. I'm not sure because the way it's paid out, it may be a time and a half deal. But again, it's 4.12 hours.
Right.
The other officer will be able to use up that vacation, or should be able to use that vacation at that point. So we wouldn't be paying out anything other than regular vacation. So, if it was a paid out option. I could be wrong. I don't know if it is paid out straight or not.
I would think if it's straight vacation, it'll be straight time.
I just didn't clarify with Kaylin, but worst case scenario, it'd be time and a half. But it probably is just straight, actually, now I think about it.
We've been flexible with other departments over stuff like this.
We had ours extended when we had no real weight.
I don't think anybody abuses it. It's nice that you. I know you need to ask, but it's nice that you ask.
I keep a tight eye on any of the overtime and any of the stuff. You know, as far as overtime, in the sense of the comp time is paid out. You know, there's sometimes, you know, there can be the where it's kind of questionable whether people are putting in or not, and I don't have anybody questionable doing that, and I have pretty good overwatch over that. And if there is something that makes sense, I'm the first to ask what's going on and why. So, you guys work hard.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and I have a question on the, I'm just on comp time, on overtime. Everybody typically does overtime, or do your guys prefer comp? I'm just thinking because comp time then runs into vacation time, and it can be problematic.
Yeah, it's in the way it usually is. The comp time doesn't have a cap on it, so that's been the issue in the past. Is if they build up too much comp time, they have this much comp time vacation, they have to use the way it works. They have to use the comp time before the vacation because the comp time as a payout, if like somebody was to leave and be paid out, that's different from the vacation. The vacation is something that is, you know, that they don't lose unless they use or whatever you want to call it. So again, I don't want to get into the whole, that's probably more kind of the city side of it, of asking payroll kind of thing, how that actually works, but I do know
what, every department's the same.
Yeah, it builds, that comp time builds up, and that has to be used before the vacation, but both of them, the vacation just keeps building, so the problem is you've got that comp time, that overage, they're having to use that before they use the vacation, so they both keep growing, and so that's the issue. And then being shorthanded, again, I've got guys going down to go to training, require stuff, whatever, on their days off sometimes. So that builds up and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, that's where we run into issues and problems. So, especially when we're shorthanded,
we don't pay overtime.
You get comp time. You don't get paid. The city doesn't pay overtime.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay. The county went the other direction when I was there. They wanted to. They didn't want overtime, but they didn't want people accumulating comp time.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
So, okay.
And being short, too, we're already short, you know, not paying at least one salary. You haven't been paying one salary, so there's also that consideration. You're not currently paying a salary, so that all that money is still sitting. They would be paying employees sitting in, you know, with the city is not compensating anybody. So there's also that end of it as far as if you were to say, yeah, we want to pay, you know, X amount for whatever, overtime, time and a half. You're not really losing in a sense because you have open positions.
Well, yes, okay. We got vacancy savings.
Yeah, vacancy savings.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm just asking questions because, you know, new kid on the block. I got to figure out how things work. So.
Okay.
I think it's, yeah.
Well, any more questions for the chief?
I don't think so. We need them on duty.
Yeah, that's my deal. I need them on duty, too.
Yeah.
It's, puts us in a real pinch, you know. Yeah.
So I'll make a motion that, that's what we're doing as a motion, isn't it? To allow Chief Jacobson to extend his officer vacation time deadline to May 31st instead of March 31st.
A second.
All right, got a second. Any more discussion?
No.
All right, call for a vote.
Aye.
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 Aye. Passes. All right, Mayor Quorum, discussing the vote to allow the option to extend the clerk treasurer's vacation use or lose deadline from March 31st, 2026 to May 31st, 2026.
Just had that discussion.
So me and Kayleen sat down at about 4:45 today and we were talking about this. We've talked about it before. You know, we don't have our budget done yet. And you guys know, you've heard Chris Adler talk about this when he sat here. You know, I wear two different hats, right? There's the personnel side and then there's like the mayor side. And sometimes they're both hard to deal with, you know, it depends what's going on. And this is a tough one for me, okay? Because I know how, you know, people feel about certain things. And I need Kayleen to get this budget done, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the bottom line. But, you know, so I'm pretty much asking your permission to allow me to do this, you know what I mean? Is what it really comes down to. So I don't know, you know, what your feelings are on it.
We're only talking 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we just approved it in one department, so I think it would be wrong to not approve it.
We've been wrong before.
Not me. I've never been.
He just got on.
I mean in life in general.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Speak up. You've known me far too long.
I worry about the Senate president. Maybe we just make this a one-time deal and work on things moving forward. It makes me a little nervous, but I think that in this case, we got to get the budget done. So we think about passing it and finding a different route than commuting over 200 of comp time hours. That's a lot. It's 5 weeks. But we've hired Gwen, so hopefully that will help. And
well, and it's, I mean, this, how much vacation are
How much vacation time does she have?
Did she, when do you know, did she tell me that? She,
the only information I know was in there.
Because it doesn't say
she, it doesn't, she didn't put it on the form.
No.
I don't think she has tons. I don't think she has, like, a lot of it, you know. How much is a lot of it, I don't know. But, I could find that out from get back to you.
I'd be okay with saying it's all right as long as you don't think it's excessive. You know, if she has 2 months off, then.
No. She doesn't.
Just my opinion.
I'm okay with it, for the vacation. The next agenda item's a different topic, so I don't know, are we done with discussion?
Yeah, are we? Yeah, we're done. What somebody makes a motion?
I'll make a motion that we do, we extend the clerk treasurer's vacation use or lose deadline from March 31st to May 31st.
Okay, I'm
going to say that.
Go ahead.
And I expect you're going to work with her to get
through it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. That's right. Do I got a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Second. Any more discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. All right. Mayor Quorum, discuss and vote authorized payment to clerk treasurer $14.73, overtime that over the cap and subsequent overtime hours occurred during this period up to July 1st, 2026. So this came up, another discussion that me and Kayleen had. You know, I'm down here about every day, you guys. Dan knows this. Lori knows it. You know, Kayleen knows it. I can kind of get to figure out, like, what do these guys have to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And they do a lot. I mean, I'm not. I'm very much impressed, you know, with what they do, you know? Just understand that. But one of the things Kayleen's asked me is, you know, she likes to work when nobody's here, okay? Because that way she doesn't have to answer the phone. If somebody comes in, Lorraine's helping them and the phone rings, it's Kayleen, or if I got a question, hey, what does this mean? It's Kayleen comes over and usually discusses it with me. So she kind of asked this to kind of help her, you know, find time to get things done. And I know there's going to be some pushback. I'm going to get some questions from you guys on this because I already have. I've already gotten a phone call from a couple of you. One of the things that I'd want to do, okay, I don't know if this is going to be an approval or denial, but one of the things I'd want to do is definitely, you know, see the time, okay? One of the things that me and Dan talked about yesterday, okay, when you come into this job, there's a lot of things that get dumped on you right away, and I told you guys at the very beginning when I got in here, I wasn't going to come in here and make a bunch of sweeping changes, because then everybody's kind of like, oh, you know, trying to make his dent or whatever, right? So one of the things I don't do is I don't sign these guys' time, okay? You know, you sign Kayleen's time, and, you know, you guys look at Rob's time, and they sign off each other's time. I don't do that. So I don't see exactly Kayleen's time, okay? I'm just being perfectly honest with you. I don't. And maybe that needs to change, okay? You know, it really does. But so I'm just curious with that, what's your feelings on this request by her? What are questions
do
that you
have? A time clock? I know Dan and those guys have a time clock. We have time clocks.
It's not so much a trust issue. Mm-hmm. It really helps us track. You know, if you asked me 2 weeks ago what hours somebody worked, I couldn't, but I can go back and look on my log sheet and their time card and say, oh yeah, they had a doctor appointment, they took off an hour early.
Okay.
I think if you're paid hourly, you should clock in and out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I, like you said, there's been kind of traditions, you know, that have carried on, and I.
In some way, some people maybe can write it down when they arrive, or and I know, like, with these guys on call, it's hard for them to track being on call because they've got, you know, sometimes have to come in from home for a couple hours or whatever. But
and one of the things, just so you guys are kind of aware, one of the things I've kind of implemented is, like, I'll give you a perfect example. You know, Dan has comp time or whatever, and he'll just text me, hey, taking 2 hours of comp, heading home or whatever, or the guys are working on the Sunday, like Carl and Doug were working over there on Main Street, up Main Street by my house, and like, hey, they had a, I don't remember what, they had a pothole open and they're down there pumping something out of it.
Sewer was backed up,
and Dan will just text me, hey, Doug and Carl put in 4 hours on Sunday, it was a Sunday, right by Ellen's house, you know, to get this back, you know, fix this back up or whatever.
So do they take 4 hours off some other place?
Well, they accrue it as comp time.
Okay.
And then they can take that off later. They just got to stay under the cap.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got to say, I walk. That's no big surprise. And I do see Kayleen's ring here when people aren't here.
Yeah.
But maybe she should do more of the, you know, if she wants to do that. Because I understand not being interrupted. My brain gets scrambled when I'm in the blender, too. So maybe she should, if she's planning on working a Sunday, maybe she ought to take off early on a Wednesday afternoon or something. I don't know.
That is one thing that we talked about is, you know, we got Gwen, is her and Gwen coordinating, you know, even with Lorraine, when, like, Gwen's here and Lorraine's here, you know, Kayleen doesn't work on a Friday or whatever, then she comes in on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, that we replace the Saturday time.
As long as Lorraine and Gwen are okay with it, I mean, that's their inner circle of work, and as long as that doesn't create any problems.
Yeah.
Kathy, can you get more done when there's nobody in your office?
Yeah.
And I am telling you right now, just from my personal experience, when I am here, you know, Kayleen does come to the counter and help people when Lorraine's on the phone or whatever, or help school at whatever. So she is being pulled away, you know what I mean, which is an interruption to what she's trying to do. And like I said, we need to get a budget done.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Part of it's my fault, you know what I mean, but you know, part of it just, we need to get it done. And I asked Kayleen, I was like, when are we going to get this done? I was like, you know, Dan has things he wants to do. He doesn't know what the money situation is because we don't know. Mm-hmm. And Kayleen kind of implied to me, she's hoping by the middle of May.
So that's to start the next one.
Yeah.
Exactly. Honestly, that's the truth. Yeah.
Well, and part that's of it is we don't get the stuff we need. Isn't that right, Ellen? We don't get the paperwork we need.
We can't do it by July 1st. We have to wait till we get the mills. And,
yeah, we don't get
the following May is a little late, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We can do a preliminary because we know what the mills are
mm-hmm.
this
Once
year,
mill,
which was always my headache at the county because they, we don't know what the mills are going to be. We don't, we haven't gotten the download from the mm-hmm. Department of Revenue. But they're wanting me to come up with. They wanted me to come up with a budget
mm-hmm.
before July 1.
Yes, that's the problem.
And then they don't finalize the budget till. What, October, Ben?
Yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, that's a major glitch in the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I mean, the best, but I know other of my cohorts when I was in solid waste, like the gal in Lewis Clark County, they gave her numbers to work with, and then they would adjust it that. Because they got you got a good idea when DOR is going to down, how much you're going to download, you know. And you know what? If you get more money because all of our assessed values went up, mm-hmm. then it's a good deal. But I guess I had I've been caught in the 200 hours of comp time. Only it was when I left this when I worked at the state and I left there. I had 440 hours of comp time that I didn't get paid for because I wasn't smart. I didn't know that if I'd been documenting by asking the boss, I want to take this off, I want to take this off, and them saying, sorry, legislature's in town, you don't get any vacation, you don't, mm-hmm. you know, but you can work extra. So you're going to end up paying it ultimately is the reality. Especially to a salaried employee, or not to an hourly employee. Where she had half the hours, I guess, from Mike, you know, with Gwen here and Lorraine, is there a way that, I mean, you mentioned take Friday off. I mean, is there a way to just say, Kayleen, you know, if you want to work late or come in early, you know, that's fine. But these guys will cover for you when you're here as much as they can.
Yeah.
But you can have 4 hours here and 4 hours there, or 8 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday. But we're not going to accumulate more comp time.
Yeah. And that's very much a possibility. One of the things we actually talked about was, you know, so just so you guys know, Gwen's back here and Kayleen's over here. We actually talked about switching them.
Offices, so she had
Kayleen
a door.
So Kayleen could actually shut the door, you know, and when people come in and Lori needs help, Gwen will just see it through the little visor there and they're like, oh, she can go help.
Yeah, that would
you know. And I did tell Kayleen, like I said, I don't know what your answer is going to be, but, you know, there would probably have to be some kind of, you know, verification that, you know, are you actually, you know, overtime, and I need to be notified. And she has been doing a better job of this, just like Dan does a great job of it, telling me when she come in last Sunday and worked for a couple hours, she told me, hey, I'm at City Hall, I'm going to be here for 2 hours. You know, I'm not saying that was necessarily overtime, because I don't know what her hours actually looked like for that week, but, you know, she did let me know that she was going to be here for a couple hours. But yeah, the whole time clock thing, I'm actually... in today's world, I'm actually a fan of that. I mean, probably should come up with something, you know, so.
Be a real pain if these guys are plowing snow, though, to come in and clock in. It's just easier for you to.
Well, we start at the shop. That's where.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess they you do, don't you? I guess you need your plow.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we call
snow shovel.
You know, if I get called in and I just go straight to somebody's house, I write it in.
Okay.
It's written in on my.
We use one that I can adjust. But, you know, sometimes they mess things up when they clock in and out, and I can go in and figure out.
Bad water or what?
Put your hands over your head.
So you guys read what's wrote here. You know, overtime hours occurred during this time period up to July 1st, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is on the agenda, so it's public, right? And I had a discussion with Dan here, and he's like, well, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, he kind of said, well, what about, you know, my guys? You know, did we get it? And I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, this was a hard one. This is a hard one for me.
So she wants to be paid for the overtime she's already worked, not ahead of?
Yeah, because her comp time's, like, maxed out.
Okay.
So this would bring her back to the 200 hours.
Yeah.
Paying that.
Yeah.
That's 14.
You just work for yourself. You don't have to worry about comp time.
Yeah.
You work as a salaried employee for government. You don't get comp time either.
Yeah.
Or overtime.
Right.
You get a pat. No, it's right. You don't get a pat on the back.
We get comp time. We get overtime.
I'll start.
Occasionally.
You know, I've used like my leave time up for this year, but I'm going to start using it up.
My salary position.
Because I will have enough to wear.
Sorry, you never get
it.
And
it puts
me behind. I've got to be careful about comp time. And so my guys, they run over.
We don't use it.
It's a hard thing to manage, especially if you've been here a long
time. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think, to me, paying the 14.73 hours is a no-brainer. And then, since we don't normally pay overtime, we'd be changing that for her from now till July 1.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't pay overtime, so that's hard.
We
pay regular time? Could you pay her 14.73 for regular time?
Mm. Well, comp time is going to be, so. I mean, I assume you accumulate comp time at time and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
So.
Whole new world.
Legally, we have to pay at time and a half.
Okay.
You accrue comp time for any time over 8 hours or over 40 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
You accrue at time and a half. But that's you actually have to be at your job. So if you take a vacation day, that doesn't occur.
Yeah.
No, right.
So just the way everybody understands
take a day
that.
Off, then it
yeah.
I wanted to bring up holiday vacation pay. But I would think that the 14.73 hours. We just need to do that to say, okay, you're back within the personnel manual's limits.
Okay.
And then on the subsequent overtime, you're going to have to manage that. You're going to have to watch it and work with her to nick away some of that other comp time if she can.
You know, like Dan does. I mean, he takes the initiative.
Yeah.
You just said he starts taking his time in April.
Yeah, I'm sure she feels like she's got to be here to do, you know, the budget's priority one.
Yeah.
The phone's not priority one if there's somebody else here to answer it.
Yeah, that's true.
The budget's priority one. And as long as, you know, you focus it, the overtime, any overtime is spent on that, and we limit the overtime as much as possible.
Okay. So this is what I want to hear from you guys. You know what I mean? That's why this is being discussed. So,
well, I'll make a motion that we pair the 14.73 hours at this one time, and you'll have to work out the balance. Between comp and overtime for the next 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, and she knows that. I mean, she knows that because we had this discussion, me and her had this discussion, so.
I'll second it.
We need more discussion on this. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, unfinished business. Mission West Community Development. Okay. Approve and authorize the mayor to sign a letter of support on the city's behalf for Mission West application to Montana Department of Commerce for the Tourism Asset Grant Program. Go ahead, guys. Take it away.
Yeah, so this is funding that will seal the deal on what was funding we received last year. It was the, I just was saying in my head, the Montana Main Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The Main Street.
The Main Street grant that we got that the city is the designee of, and the asset improvement grant.
Yes, that's the one we're applying.
Which was $100,000 to do renovations on the east side of our building to install a market and commercial kitchen that will be a pop-up venue for many different food vendors and chef culinary artists to come and use the space. It will also contain a little market, farm stand, and a third space where people can host meetings and have public events. This will be the wrap-up funding, so this grant, it's a $75,000 tourism asset grant, will allow us to start construction this month.
Cool.
So, kind of pretty excited.
This is in addition to the $100,000?
Yes, actually...
Is this the 75 that I just saw was on Commerce's page?
Yep.
Yes, correct.
This is that one. Okay.
Yep, and then that's actually paired with a number of other grants, so I think that the project is well over $200,000 total. This is the final kind of piece of the puzzle to allow us to move forward.
This is what Jan came and talked to us about, right?
Yep.
Like having pizza parlor or whatever.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Spring Creek Kitchen.
Oh, Spring Creek Kitchen.
Yeah.
Kids will be bringing some spring cooked fish. Don't look at me like that.
Okay. Any more questions for?
I'm gonna catch them on this end.
Mission West.
I can add that the brewery's already made a recommendation to approve.
That's good to know because you're a neighbor. You're a neighbor. That's good to know.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion?
I'll move.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. All right. Hands are up again. Mission West Community Development invitation to Montana Main Street site visit with Montana Main Street Program Coordinator, April 1st, 2026, beginning at 11:30 a.m. in the Mission West Large Conference Room.
Yeah, so I'll tee us off again, and I'll hand it over to my coworker Brittany. But Mission West is taking over management of the Main Street designation for the city. The city is actually the designee. We would just be here to make that super easy, so we can do grant management, project management. And we're taking over from the Ronan Revitalization Committee, who was all volunteer. So we're excited because we have some new capacity to kind of start going after a bunch of revitalization funds through this program. We aim to make that extremely easy for the city. We want to be able to kind of tee you up, get all the invoices prepared, bring them, and all you have to do is send them off, and then it's a reimbursement base, and you just do a quick exchange there. So this would take very little work from city staff.
That's a good thing because she was worried about.
No, we're very intentionally trying to make it very easy and low impact for you guys.
Thank you.
But it also is a kind of an excellent opportunity for us to kind of dig in and find a bunch more grants that we can use to revitalize our downtown. So, pretty excited to do that. As this transition happens, we are actually having a site visit from the Montana Main Street Coordinator, Mickey Zerker. It's next Wednesday. 1 week from today.
April 1st.
And yeah, have some flyers, and I'm actually going to hand it over to Brittany to can describe what today's going to look like a little
bit. Yeah, hi, I'm Brittany Simonich. I'm the new community development coordinator, and so thanks for having me. It looks like you already got a flyer, so there is a QR code to sign up, and we want everyone to be a part of this, be part of the conversation. So it's a full day.
you guys are good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
We'll get a little guy. Yeah, so we'll start, as far as your portion, we're inviting as many Gronia businesses, especially Main Street businesses, for a lunch, which is catered by the Pheasants, our own Travis White. So hopefully you can make it. And again, we'd appreciate your registration with the QR code just for, you know, so we know numbers and amount of food to get. And then that will be followed by a conversation with all of you, hopefully, just as part of our wonderful partnership, and, you know, just continue those important conversations about how to revitalize Ronia and continue kind of where we left off. And then the day continues with a tour, especially at Ronan's fourth block, which I don't know, I like the sound of fourth block. So all of the projects that are happening there, the Spring Creek Kitchen, we'll go over to the Pearl Theater, hop over to the brewery, check out the mural, also go down Third Avenue, head to the fairgrounds, and then hopefully have Eric Huffine talk about his new Evolve. Called a gym. I was like, what is the place called? Yeah, so his gym. So hopefully you all can come and be a part of the conversation. We'd love your insight and your energy.
Okay.
Spread the word too.
Okay.
And please register, just so we have, you know, numbers.
If we're going to be there, you want us to register.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Nice to meet you, Brittany.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
All right, unfinished business number three. Lindsay Myers, address city ordinance 1-3-21, powers of council, expanding on what a proper conduct is.
So, here, I brought some handouts. So, basically, trying to wrap my head around the changes that you're making, as in getting us more legal, is what you're doing. And so reading through some of these and kind of our powers of council is super vague, in my opinion. And it really doesn't address what we do with improper conduct. I think that we need to make sure that our council members are following city ordinances and... because we need to set forth an example of how things need to be done. We can't, I don't think it's fair for us to expect our citizens to follow ordinances that we don't. And so I would like to get some of that in there and just kind of start a discussion of just a little more clarification. These are a couple examples of what I found. I don't love every part of them. It's just stuff that I kind of sort of like, and Ryan and I were talking about this would have to go to a committee most likely. And so, you know, just kind of tightening some of that stuff up a little bit. Kayleen said a lot of the small towns around here don't have specifics, but I looked at more of the larger towns, and some of theirs go on and on and on. I'm not asking for a book of it, but just a little bit more descriptive of what we should and shouldn't be doing.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea. I seem to remember when I first got on council a billion years ago when Kim was the mayor. It had almost like a dress code thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kim laughed in my face because he showed up after he crawled out from under a car. So I think we can skip that part. But
yeah.
I think it's a good idea to all be on the same page.
Yeah.
So on the fire department, once a year, we don't have ordinances, we have bylaws, but you know, we barely go through them and make changes to them. You know, if there's something that's kind of needs to be updated, because they were wrote a long time ago, and things definitely change over time. So, I mean, Lindsay put this on the agenda, so she, you know, it got put on the agenda. So,
and if nobody wants to do this, that's okay. I just think it should be looked at the very least. So,
I'd like to take it home and digest it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't looking for action on it.
No. Tonight. Nope. I am not. Maybe if everyone ends up being in favor of adjusting some things, it probably has to go to council. To a committee meeting.
Okay.
To a committee, so.
Well, it's just how, like, when Ryan changed it last week, I mean, forever we always tried to and remembered to make a motion first and then we discussed. And he went to a mayor's meeting and they said, you should discuss it first, I'll answer most questions, and then make a motion.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some things like that that
yeah.
be good
yeah.
to get.
The council discusses it, then after a motion's made, then it's opened up to, like, the public.
Okay.
Bring in to discuss. So that's one of the changes they suggested.
Okay.
Making to save Gwen from having to go back and make a bunch of changes and amendments.
That's how I learned how to do them too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My brain.
Another issue, this is maybe not exactly related, maybe, and we can discuss whether or not it needs to come up. But cutting me off from Ben has made me very sad, unfortunately. But I will follow the rules. One of my questions is, what happens when we don't want to talk to you before we talk to Ben?
When we don't talk to the mayor?
If we have a problem with the mayor.
Whoever the mayor happens to be.
Yeah.
Jeez, Lindsay.
I'm sorry. I don't have a problem with you yet.
You know what?
That's
a good question.
That is a good question.
So, you know, when I was over at the mayor's school, it was interesting. There was a, I better not say what town it was from, but there was a city manager there who said they have a mayor who doesn't show up to anything. Doesn't come to council meetings, doesn't, you know, like you would run the meeting if I'm not here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Said he doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets voted in every time because people like him, but he doesn't show up to anything.
Oh, gosh.
That's because they have a city manager.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So
probably.
Different form of government.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, so wild. I mean, you know, I just can't make everybody happy.
Sorry, if we're Lindsay. Not supposed to contact Ben, are we also not supposed to contact Dan without going through you too, or Kayleen?
Well,
because I stop by here all the time and tell somebody left a bed in the park.
I don't think that's what it is. I think it kind of pertains like to what I guess what it, you know. I obviously have no problem if you say, hey, you know what's going on over here in the street. That's not a big deal. It pertains more to like
legal.
If you were to tell Dan, hey, are you guys ever going to go fix that road over there?
Oh.
You know what I mean? That would be more of the...
I baked some warm cookies. Could you fix my
yeah.
back?
I never said,
so
you know... I don't think I ever said you guys can't talk to, you know, Kayleen or Dan or
sure.
Rob. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's more of, you know, like, what's the discussion that's being held? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, Rob, very much, said, you know, if I was to pull up to one of his officers and be like, hey, why is the chief having you do this? I guarantee Rob, I want to hear about it from him.
Yeah.
You know, if I got a problem with one of his officers...
I
should go to Rob and say, hey, I saw your officer do this. Can you explain why? What's your procedure or protocols for this?
Okay.
You know, I feel there's a difference, you know.
Sure. But it's something that needs to be discussed, though. I mean, that's why this is good.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, and you guys can buy
And we have enough new guys.
Dan.
One, two, three. Well, you're not new. You're old.
I'm old now.
Yeah. So
but we have enough new guys that we all need to know what the playing field
yeah.
is.
So, so Ryan, that was something that kind of got talked about in the class that Micah and Gwen and I all just took. And what you're talking about is we'll take it to the state or federal level. You're the executive branch. We're the legislative branch. On a management level, I can't go tell Dan what to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, but I can ask Dan, you know, what's going on so that I can, you know, bring it to council.
Yeah, of course.
And council right. then, but you're the guy that runs the day-to-day business.
Yeah.
And, you know, asking Ben, you know, I found this weird statute or there's this weird question I don't have about planning. I mean, I think we should be able to go to him for information. We can't tell him, oh, you need to write an ordinance. The council can.
Right.
But I can't. And, you know, and you in reality probably can tell him what to do as an employee, but not some of the same stuff we can.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, that's the easiest way to just define the
So can Lindsay still ask Ben a question? As long as it's not a, that's a, boy,
I mean,
we got good questions tonight.
I mean, that,
it's messy you know. And I want to clean some of this up and there will probably be other spots too, but.
Go home, you'll think about
I need it. I need more black and white. There's just
so
a lot of
when
gray
I was
right
when
now.
I was at mayor school, like I said, that got brought up and Her name's Ashley Kent. She works for MSU. What do they call that? MSU something.
Extension.
Well, not extension.
There's a sub.
Yeah, government services. That exact question was asked, and her response was, if a council man or woman has a question, it should go through the mayor to the city attorney. That's what she said.
Well,
what if
yeah,
we don't
but
want
what,
you to know the question?
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
right.
To me, that
yeah,
that doesn't make sense because some questions, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other questions, you know, I mean, I'm going to go look it up in the MCA myself
yeah,
instead of
yeah,
bugging
it's
Ben.
Online, I mean.
But, you know, but if I, you know, if we're doing something, I mean, if it's an action that the city or city council's taking, yeah, that needs to go through you to our legal counsel. But when it comes to making ordinances and all of that,
oh yeah,
that's our side. And,
yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, I just think, sorry, Lindsay, but it's government. It's not black and white.
I know, so. But I'm trying to get a little less gray.
It's yeah. Well, I mean, and I get what you're trying to do yeah. here. I think that's needed, but especially with the stuff you learned at Mayor School, and I think, you know, some of what you were saying was almost in conflict with what they taught us.
Yeah. In and aren't they the ones
class.
Who wrote that book?
Yeah, they're the ones that wrote
yeah,
the book.
Yeah, I think this is MSU governing body. Or whatever.
So we need
well,
to change.
It was
so
a professor.
How does Ben
MSU.
Feel about? Do you have any input on this conversation, Ben?
7446
Yeah,
I knew he would.
Read it. It says the duties.
7-4 what?
7-4-4604
Is that?
And what it says is appear before the city court and other courts and prosecute on behalf of the city. Okay. 2 serve upon the attorney general within 10 days of yada yada. That's boring.
Well, let's do
3
that.
When required, draft for the city council contracts and ordinances for the government of the city. 4 When required, give the mayor or city council written opinions on questions pertaining to the duties and the rights, liabilities, and powers of the city. And 5 I'm sorry, perform other duties that pertain to the functions of the city council or that the city council prescribes by resolution. I kind of take it to mean that I, when they say, they don't say city council man, they say city council. So I think, you know, in meetings like this, you want to ask me a question, I don't think that's inappropriate.
It's not because
like I just
here,
did.
You're here as a quorum. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. And, but you know, individually, I can see the we're getting such a litigious society
right.
that I can see the problems with that. And so that's probably not.
But if we got a group of the four of us together, well, but it'd have to be
yeah,
public.
Yeah,
it'd have to be a public.
Then it's got
to
be.
Don, are you sitting right here watching guys?
Yeah. No, we could
post it on the front door.
But we could do that.
What's that, Ben? What'd you say, Ben?
More than, you know, I don't know.
During
I'm not going
to
say that I think forums are necessary, but, you know. Bluntly, just being real, the problem that you have is similar to the problem that I have in a city court or a justice court. You're dealing with someone who isn't an attorney. And so part of your job, like it or not, is to explain the law that operates in that particular situation. And so I'm not sure how your school thought about that, but and I've done it for Mike, I've done it for Lindsay, where I've tried to explain what I understood the law to be and how it operated. And the sections that you can go to, and I don't know if that's off the table or what. I don't mind doing that, but if it's inappropriate, I won't do it. But I'm not counsel for a particular counsel person. It's the body.
Okay.
Okay. You need anything else on that last subject? All right, moving on to Q. Council comment, Micah.
Dan did well this week, being a one-man show. I told him to call me if he needed help. I'm great leaning on the shovel, so I can supervise that way. He did call me, so he did well. And his guys should be home, so, yeah.
Well, I made it.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Anything else? Larry?
Things seem to be coming alive here in town. There's a lot of things going on. You know, not necessarily coordinated, but they're going. And there's a, you know, I think businesses are growing, even though, you know, the economy is going to be in the toilet. But that's another whole subject. So, that's my thoughts.
Anything else negative? Or?
No, it was positive and negative. You know, that's how you balance things.
Chief, do you have a new female officer? Had somebody from the hospital call me today and ask if you had a new female officer. I said, we didn't swear anybody in. No, we're still one short. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe someone's impersonating an officer.
Yeah. Maybe they can't tell Lorona an officer from somebody else. Yeah. There's lots of officers. And Dan, I see that Georgia has gotten rid of their gas tax since the economy is beating people up. And as I recall, we use our gas tax for more than just roads, do we not?
Yeah. Our gas tax. Sure. We get street money from fuel tax.
Okay, our fuel tax pays for lots of stuff for the city.
Some of it's probably from the state.
Okay.
It trickles down from the state to the county. Yeah.
It would hurt us if it went away.
It would.
Okay, that was my question. Okay, that's all I have.
Mark,
I'm not even going to start on taxes, so. Julie just pulled my loose string. So I'm going to leave it alone and just say.
Here, we'll tuck it back in.
Yeah. I agree with Larry that, you know, there are things going on in town that are very positive. There's action happening. I just asked Dan about the dirt scratchings out by the city shop, and he said that's Rabine poking around, so, you know, we'll just have to make sure that they dot their I's, cross their T's, and follow their P's and Q's.
It's a process.
It's a process, and you have my sympathy. That's it.
Lindsay?
I don't have anything.
Gwen?
I don't have anything.
Dan?
I welcome your guys' input. Julie keeps you good. You know, if she sees something in the park that needs attention, I love that. Other people, feel free to text me. You're not telling me what to do. You're just making me aware of things that I don't always see. So, had a call with a couple of grant people, two of the grants we've secured. It's just kind of this big intertwine. One thing depends on the other. We're trying to work on it. Sherry's going to maybe work a little more with Zen to try to help guide her in the right direction. We're hoping part of the problem is we would qualify for grant better if we were shovel ready. Mm-hmm. And part of this big pot of money we need is for design. We'd have to do that, but they're reluctant to approve us to spend any of it till we have it all committed. So we're working on that. And most certainly, we are looking at a rate change. We're not sure what, but more of a sewer rate. So
and Sherry is our engineer, and Zen is our grant writer.
Yeah. And that just reminded me of the capital improvement plan. Where are we on that?
She's working on it, but we did get, kind of use her services to put in for this money from Zinkin. So
yeah.
Which I'll let Ryan speak to that.
But yeah, that all ties into the grants.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Chief?
Thank you for approving the extension on the vacation time. I really appreciate that. So thank you, everybody. And just to speak on the recruiting effort. We're still trying to fill the spot, so we don't have any female officers. That's interesting information.
That you know.
It wasn't the weirdest rumor I ever heard.
Is wearing or a likeness of ours? It's female. That's definitely not going to be.
Most of your guys don't have any hair, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's a confusing and interesting one.
Facial hair.
So we're still rolling along the new CAD system that we're going to training this. The last 2 weeks have been going on, so we've done some training last week, and then this week going up to Folsom for that. So that ought to be, it's a really good system, but there's going to be a little bit of some stumbles and here and there learning a whole new system. And there's a lot more functionality. It's a really good system, but there's a lot more functionality that we're going to have to learn, which will open up things, but at the same time, the learning curve is going to be probably a little bit bumpy at times. But it's really good. It's part of the county went to it, so going away from the old ADSI, which we had, and going to this new one, which has got some really good, like I said, functionalities. But so we'll be bumping along on that and other things.
Is this the virtual reality stuff you're
talking
about?
No. That's a different separate. Thing. Okay. CAD system, so that's like our dispatching and report writing system. That's being updated to a new one. It's called Central Square. We currently have a different one. They're going to that one. It's got really good functionalities and stuff in it that are more modern functionalities for us to use. So it's a really good system. But again, it's expanded, so it's a lot more to they can only teach you so much in class, so a lot of it's going to be learning and trying to fumble through. So it's exciting, but also, you know, it's probably going to be a little frustrating on the learning curve, but we'll get through it. So.
Okay. Ben?
A couple of things. One, the district court is now electronic, so you will be able to file by internet email, which is going to be a cluster for a while. But we have a request made of the police department to provide what is called confidential criminal justice information. Basically, the state of Montana delineates what these guys do in various categories, one of them being confidential criminal justice information. And then there's just criminal justice information, which is available to the general public. As a part of an incident a couple of months ago, a gentleman had an accident in which he died, and there were four people in a van. Two of those people were ultimately arrested as foreign nationals, citizens of the United States. So I got a letter requesting from Friends of the Neighborhood, a group in Helena, asking for criminal justice information. And so we've been kind of going back and forth with them. I'm certainly not an expert, expert in the area as to a definition of what is confidential and what's not. So basically, they are filing a petition with the district court to have the judge look at all the stuff and determine what is revealed to them. And they have no, it's not your typical situation, which we get a lot when somebody's in an accident. The attorney for the victim gets a hold of the police department or the county attorney's office and wants the reports to help with suing somebody for running them over. The group that's asking for it is essentially just a member of the public, but they do have a certain position on ICE and how it operates. So more informationally, that's out there. They will be getting, I assume, some of our information. The chief, I guess I'll say for him, Ronan was initially involved. We're not that involved in the whole rest of the thing. But this being a litigious country anymore, I was very careful, and I think that we're hopefully going to be covered because a judge is going to issue an order as to what they get. And so that's out there. Kayleen,
If I just might expand on that before we go to the next one. So the police department's role for Ronan's side of it, our agency investigated the crash. That's all we did. We had nothing to do. It was a separate agency that had anything to do with the other side of arresting or anything like that. We solely were investigating the crash. So we had nothing to do. We were investigating at the time of the crash. That's what we were solely interested in, being that it was a fatality crash. So that's what we were investigating at the time. Another agency was involved in the other aspects, which they also want that. We're going to be, or they're petitioned the court to give our end of things, and the concern there is just some of the stuff with who was the victims in the crash. The responsible party is no longer, he's deceased. It's the other individuals that were involved in the crash. There was a citizen, there were some non-citizens, but Ben has answered back as far as that one clarification as to kind of to protect their rights too for privacy, since, you know, there's that question of, you know, is this public information, not public information kind of thing to give. So that's where we're at on the side of the immigration side, that there was no enforcement on our side. That was totally a separate agency, not us. That was their scene. So just to give you clarification what he means by the scope of what our involvement was, we don't have that involvement. It seems like they're centering on that side of things is what this law firm is more interested, or mostly interested in. So, but ours is obviously part of it. So,
yeah. And so that you understand that it's not just the whim to tell you, they have a federal lawsuit involving another police agency that was in relatively similar circumstances. So, got to worry about all kinds of stuff. Kayleen, you know, we've talked about, and Larry hit the nail on the head, and I've said it a couple of times myself, Ronan is booming. There are things happening here that are exciting and moving forward. And I think from the standpoint of Kayleen, she helped us get there, let's be honest. And when we're talking overtime and comp time and that kind of stuff, her putting in as much time as she has historically to keep, well, the budget every year rolling in that sense. And I think we overloaded her with a lot of love grants, but they're a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And that falls on somebody, and in a lot of cases that fell on Kayleen. So I think what you're seeing, if it helps, is us catching up. Gwen is perfect. I love the fact that we have somebody perfect out in that regard.
I paid him.
And it's going to go up. But that's just life.
Oh, man.
But I think, you know, from the standpoint of trying to get a handle on it, I hope we take into account how much she has done up to this point. Basically, you guys talk about her coming in on weekends. And it's like, I'm thinking, wow, I kind of like my weekends for myself. And that's, you know, so that she's not stopped at the counter. And I hope we take those things into consideration. I know I argued at several points that we should build into the grants paying somebody on our staff to do them.
That's why we're glad you guys are taking that.
We're very happy to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we
thank
need
you.
To.
Yep.
That's all.
I'm about to do some more work. Get some time to catch up. Yeah. But yes, man.
So the case that Rob and Ben were talking about, where the individual had a medical, incident, whatever, crashed into this van, right? So there was these people, like, we thought there was just a driver. I was there right away, okay? And six people got out of this van, and not any of them spoke English. And I was wearing my, you know, high vis coat, you know, it was like 6-7 in the morning, it was still dark outside, and they're all, you know, saying hi and all that. One anyway, about hour and a half later, I'm at home, and apparently three of them were running from the law. They knew who was coming. They saw me at my house, and they're all saying hi to me. I'm like, hey guys, it's good to see you again. Well, I didn't know they were running from immigration services. So, sorry. Yeah. So,
not our jurisdiction.
It's such a friendly town.
But anyway, just a couple things, kind of brief you guys here. Don't ask me exactly how much it was, but Kayleen, we did get a check for the marijuana tax, or whatever they call that. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember an idea of how much?
Geez, I want to say it was like $6,200.
Oh, that's better than it used to be.
Yep. Sales are up.
Sales
I don't know.
Sales are up, yeah.
I'm not sure what to tell you on that one.
Or somebody's paying
or the state's letting go of it. That's what happened before the state kept it.
No roads are going to get paved with that, but.
Right.
So anyway, there was a check. If Kayleen was here, she could probably tell us exactly. But anyway, I took Mark's message last council meeting to heart. Me and Dan are going to meet with the commissioners April 6th at 1:30. So, good. So you can let Barron know. Send him a message. I'll be there.
I'll let you confirm.
Yeah, just kidding. Also, May 1st, Jim's part of this, the Ronan Brewery. Going to do a fundraiser for the fire department. We're just serving tri-tip, so put that on your calendars, you guys. Kay. We rely heavily to buy stuff, get through the year, you know, on our fundraisers. So appreciate it. May 1st over at the Ronan Brewery. Next meeting, I'm sure you'll have all the paperwork in for that.
Yeah, pending approval.
Yeah, pending approval. Okay. So then the last thing is kind of what Dan was alluding to. The last thing he said was, I appreciate this guy, just so you know. I think it was last Thursday, Steve Helk from Zinke's office called me and says, hey, I got 3 or 4 questions I need answered. I'm like, oh, that's no problem. I'll get it done. He goes, no, I need it in 45 minutes. And they weren't like something that you just pull up, you know, search on the internet. I don't even remember what they were now.
How many households we serve?
Oh, how many households?
Who do we have loans with? What's the
Yeah, how much federal money have we got? Who do we have loans with? There's a bunch of questions. So, I tipped my hat off, you know, if I was wearing one to Dan. I don't know if you were at home already for the day.
It was Kayleen and Lorraine, too.
Yeah, we all got together. I went and grabbed my daughter, came back, and we worked as fast as we could in 45 minutes. We got everything into them.
Good job.
And they told me that, you know, like I said, you know, knock on wood, right, but they said that wastewater is a high priority for them this year. Okay. I don't know, maybe they say that about every project, but they said it's a high priority. They said they, you know, they normally award 1 to 2 million. This is not, might go up.
I have a question, speaking of wastewater. So we were at 11 million to replace everything, right?
Yeah.
Is that the number, roughly?
That's like 10 million. Yes.
Okay. And how much are we at that we have now currently?
1.2.
Oh, jeez.
10%.
But I thought we were. Is there something that we're
We're working
in the middle
on
of?
It's just very. It's
that's what you're talking
one
about.
One of them just kind of, you know, they often work against the other or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
What you do to one? I mean, the money. If we get money from Zinke, it could go against because it will come out of rural development's budget for Montana.
Right.
So that might be less. So we can get from. And we're just trying to shop around and figure out, you know. Can we get them to work together? Can we get them to do it in phases? Because we could be designing this thing right now. We know what it's going to be. We just need to hire an engineer to design it. Then we would be a shovel-ready project, which is, you know, Gwen keeps writing on everything and I keep her crossing off. Not Gwen Zinn. Not shovel-ready.
Yeah. It's like, no offense, I love you very much. It's like going to the bank to get a loan and proving you don't need one,
right?
And then they'll give you one. Yeah.
Is Intercap?
Am I right a little bit?
Funds available for that, or is that a different? That's a loan.
There's a lot of hoops. So.
So that was a question today. If we could get a Intercap loan, could we get reimbursed for that way? So that might be it. But, you know, that might be a way to do that.
The problem with Intercap loans is we had to have them turned in probably by today with the legislature coming. I know they're always so far ahead of because they got to go through all the engineers, through Intercap, then they get thrown into the one big bill and wait for the legislature to say, oh, yeah, we're going to pay this one, not this one.
These two... We've got 750,000. It's about 1.2 together between the two, and you know, they want some answers by September, and I don't know, you know, but they might be flexible.
Yeah, we have has Sherry done the PER?
The PER was updated for the wastewater. It was updated by Morrison Merrily. Rika Lashley did it. She's like the premier wastewater expert in the region. hope to have her design it.
Cool.
So it's just.
I know it's one step really at a time, and one step forward, one step, yeah. one slide back. Sometimes.
Gwen listened in, and I asked her if she would be on suicide watch tonight.
Jeez.
We need to check your pocket for knives.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Anyway, that's where that project's at. You know, like I said, everybody keep their fingers crossed until September. So we're really hoping we can get something. But anyway, that's all I have. So and if nobody has anything else, motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thanks, everybody, for being here.
I recycle.
You want me to sign
everything.
It real quick?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
You recycle everything what?
But paper.
Oh, well.
At home.
I recycle.
At work.
Oh, I'm just not going to recycle my paycheck and your stuff because I'm going to read it. And
it should be. Yeah. They're all in order on the agenda.
All righty.
Yeah, I don't
I've
know
got a stack
step.
Of
Sorry,
this already on here that it's like, okay, I'm going to start putting a three-ring binder.
Me too.
Nope. I think
no,
I'm just going to put
no,
the agenda.
No, I haven't been out for 30 years.
Oh, minutes. Well, and then the other thing is, well, the other thing is they always have it here if you need it. That's why I did that for the stuff for years. If you get on the board, you get on this council for 10 years, and you can't freaking move for all of you.
Well,
I said, I know somewhere, some of it's got like how much money you raised.
Oh, yeah. You know what I've got? How much stuff you have to buy for Valentine's Day or an art show?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.